Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Before we get started with tonight's festivities, I'm going to just be clear. We're not doing Lust Epidemic until I get a new mouse, which is hopefully going to be tomorrow. Because this mouse has had it. It had an amazing run. This is the same mouse I have used since... I first started doing these, like visual novels in general. So this thing has had a lot of wear and tear over the years. I think it's on year 5. And it's just gotten to the point to where you just can't even click it. You right click it and it doesn't do anything. See, I'm clicking it. It's not doing shit. You have to go literally to the very back, front of the mouse for the clicking to work. So, yeah, it's a pain in the ass, guys. But, let's go ahead and rip this fucking mouse, right? Like, something in the comments, we gotta say something about this fucking mouse here that has just been the greatest... a beacon of service for many, many years. It's because of this little mouse I've got in my hand right now that we've been able to do all this for you guys. Because I don't play with a controller. I play this shit with a mouse. I mean, I have a controller, but I don't play the fucking VNs with them. It's a pain in the ass. Trust me, I've tried it. So, I'm gonna use this mouse one more day. And just bear with me, because it's gonna be a little rough. But this is gonna be the last time... that we use this old Logitech. It was just a little $30 mouse too, and it lasted fucking forever. Even the battery lasted forever. I only had to change the battery once. The battery's still strong. That's the funny thing. But yeah, let's get started on all this. Oh, I do have some information. Lust Theory Season 2, the GOG update finally arrived. So when we get to that, we'll have the version that has more voices and extra stuff. It'll be like the almost definitive version. There's still a few more things that they want to add into the game. But right now, it's pretty much everything they wanted to put in it. Especially, you know, since Lust Theory Season 3 is already in beta. Like, you can actually play it on the Patreon. They're really trying to make sure that they've got everything ready for Lust Theory Season 2. Which has a big twist, and I'm not fucking spoiling it. Huh. That's what I would say. My giant dick, that's what. If you saw it, you'd give me the time of day and night.
As if. No way a shrimp like you has a dick worth bragging about.
If you don't believe me, I'd be more than happy to show it to you.
Thanks for the offer, but I'm kind of working here. Someone could walk in at any moment.
Exciting, isn't it?
Exciting? Jeez. Maybe I did underestimate what a little freak you are.
As they say, never judge a book by its cover. So what do you say?
To seeing your cock? No, no, no! Please, just leave that thing in your pants.
Although Sophie told you not to, the look on her face suggests otherwise. While you can't describe it, you just know a part of her does want to see it. My God, it's hot in here. It must have warmed up outside. Shit. And that's good enough for you. To start unbuckling your pants.
What are you doing? Stop that!
Bro, she's gonna call the people. You know you want to see it, Sophie. Stop acting like you don't.
I'm not acting. This is my place of work. Don't you dare take this off.
Fine, fine. If you don't want me to do it here, how about I go behind the counter there and show you? Dude, you're gonna get thrown out. That way, if someone walks in here, they won't notice.
I don't know.
Well, it's either there or right here. Man, you drive a hard bargain, mate.
It doesn't have to be anywhere.
Yeah, brah, you're kind of pushing your luck. Sorry, but you questioned my manhood, and I can't just let that go, dammit. And I can also tell you're a bit curious, too.
Ugh, fine. Get over here.
somewhat shocked at how easily you convinced her. You dart behind the counter as quickly as you can.
All right, let's get this over with, you crazy asshole.
Got it? Now, you could definitely be thrown out of a mall and never allowed to come back for doing this. So, you know, don't do things like this in the non-existent malls that we have in the current society. Not even in the Mall of America. Got it. Now ready to take back your words?
Uh-huh.
Unbuttoning your trousers, you drop them down to your ankles.
Whoa.
Told you. Not bad, huh?
Yeah. It's really huge. Holy shit. I can't believe someone like you has something like that.
Heard that before. Okay, now it's your turn.
Excuse me?
Well, I just showed you mine, didn't I? It's only fair that you show me yours. It's starting to sound like those guys in those 70s movies I've been watching. The Russ Meyer film. Your genitalia, I mean. Not your dick. You wouldn't have one of those, I don't think. Right?
Of course not. But I'm not gonna show you my pussy.
I see. So it looks like you're all talk, then.
What do you mean?
What I mean is, you put up this act of some sexually adventurous redhead working at a sex store and all that. But when it comes down to it, you're just as much a prude as any other basic bitch out there. No offense.
Screw you. You don't know a damn thing about me.
Then prove it to me, you chicken.
I'm no chicken. Just ask anyone who knows me and they'll tell you.
Damn, she actually took that as, like, an insult? Don't you call me a chicken! That's not really an option, though, is it?
You know what? Fine. I'll do it. But only because I want to, not because you tried goading me into it.
Keep telling yourself that, miss. As long as those shorts come off, I don't really give a damn why you're doing it.
Fucker.
Ooh. After taking a quick look towards the entrance of the store to make sure no one's about to come inside, Sophie slinks out of her tiny denim shorts.
Happy?
Well, this just became not safe for work.
Happy?
Looking down at her pussy, you instantly go erect. Do I really need to answer that question?
Wow, you really are virile.
Virile? I thought the word was virile. Man, all these years I've been pronouncing it wrong. It wasn't until I played a sex game in 2024 that I finally learned how to pronounce the word virile. I've been calling it virile for years. 38 fucking years I called it virile. You can touch it if you want.
What? Yeah, right. No way I'm gonna do that.
Why not? Doesn't the danger of it turn you on? That at any moment someone could walk in on us?
Maybe a little. But I don't want to lose this job, so I think I've pushed my luck more than enough already. So now that you've got a good look at it, I think I better.
Suddenly both of you hear the front door of the store creak.
Oh fuck, someone's coming inside. Get down!
Ah! With a fraction of a second left before she gets caught, Sophie quickly positions herself behind the counter so she's hidden from the waist down.
Hey, I'm back. Hi! Gosh, I totally forgot you were coming back this afternoon.
I thought that mannequin was real for a minute. Be interesting, have a mannequin character. Megan! Oh crap, it completely slipped my mind.
Well, I gotta pick up my order, right? So, do you have it? Have what? The dildo? You said you'd have it by this afternoon.
Oh, by the way, they got a new voice actress for Megan now. The old voice actress, she retired from all of it. I don't know why, but she's retired. So they've got a new voice actress for her. Voice like Candy is still doing Jessica, a teacher, and all those other characters. So that's cool that we got to keep voice like Candy, but Megan's voice actress, Moon something or other, she's moved on to other things. Sorry, guys. I hope you aren't going to get too used to the sound of Megan and a couple other characters that she does, because, yeah, in Lust Theory Season 2, I think they took out all those clips, if I recall correctly, because they had to redo everything. It was a mess. That's why it took them so long.
Of course, the dildo.
And they also have 5 girls doing Lust Theory Season 2. So, that's cool. 5 VAs. Uh-oh. How the hell is Sophie gonna give Megan the dildo? I mean, without revealing she's practically naked.
You know what? I actually forgot to order it. I'm really, really sorry. Really? But isn't there one on the shelf right behind you? I'm pretty sure that's the one I ordered. Huh? Oh, that one? No. That's just one that looks very similar.
God, look at those long tone lengths. She's fucking sexy. Maybe I could just... Unable to resist the urge, you...
Is something the matter? No! Everything's, like, totally and completely fine.
This is great! She can't do anything about it. I hope I don't get sued for that. Kellogg's. Grim? Let's not do that. Alright. She can't do anything about it because she can't let Megan find out what's going on back here. Which means, at least for now, I'm pretty much free to do whatever I please. Shifting your focus to her tight, perky butt, you raise your hand and cup one of her cheeks.
I'll be sure to... You sure everything's okay? No, I'm all good. I just need to, pee. Oh, well, pee. Yeah, I'm busting pretty bad. Oh, well, then I guess I'll... actually... For fuck's sake, girl. Piss off already. What kind of dildo is that one? Maybe I'll just take that one instead.
Thank you, Megan, for being such a nuisance. You're just giving me more time to mess with Sophie. What if I... No, I couldn't. Her ears will perk up. You better not do that. Actually, why not? Screw it. What do I really have to lose anyway?
Don't you fucking dare. Get your hands away from there. Did you hear me? Huh? Oh, yes. That one's actually reserved for someone. Oh, damn it. That's a shame. I was really looking forward to trying it out tonight. Well, I'm really sorry, but...
As she struggles to keep herself composed in front of Megan, you begin fingering her even faster. Even though you're risking getting caught yourself, the situation is such a turn-on that you simply can't resist.
You're just gonna have to wait. Until tomorrow. Alright then. Well, make sure you remember to order it this time, and I'll come back tomorrow. Yes, of course! Again, I'm really... sorry. It's fine. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Goodbye!
Weirded out by Sophie's strange behavior, Megan turns around and leaves the store.
You! What the fuck was that?
What?
What? You fingered me.
Oh, that? I thought you'd like it.
Oh, yeah? Well, how do you like this?
Connecting with a punch you didn't think was possible from a girl. Your head flings back as you fall to the ground. Ah, fuck!
How do you like that?
I think you caved my face in.
Good! Now. Get the fuck out of my store, and never, ever come back.
I think I need to go to the hospital.
I said get out!
Looking up at Sophie's murderous expression, you decide to do as she said. Hastily putting your pants back on, you dash out of the store while you still got some teeth left in your mouth. Okay, so that was not a good idea. So we're gonna go all the way back and don't. I better not. I have a feeling it wouldn't end very well.
That one's actually reserved for someone else. Ugh, damn it. That's a shame. I was really looking forward to trying it out tonight. Well, I'm really sorry, but you'll have no choice but to wait until tomorrow. Alright then. But make sure you order it this time, and I'll come back tomorrow. Yes, of course! Again, I'm really sorry. It's fine. I'll see you then. Bye. Later!
Weirded out by Sophie's strange behavior, Megan turns around and leaves the store.
Dude, what the hell? Were you trying to get us busted?
Sorry, but I couldn't help myself. You're unbelievably hot when you squirm.
Ugh, thanks, I guess. But I pushed my luck enough for one day. We need to get dressed.
Yeah, you're probably right. Shit, I missed the opportunity to prove that Megan's my sister. Two of you quickly get dressed before anyone else comes into the store.
Well, that was interesting. Can't deny that.
It was, wasn't it? I'm actually surprised you're not more angry about my, wandering hands.
I've had worse, trust me. One time, a guy tried fingering me without my permission. Now that pissed me off.
Really? What did you do?
Let's just say that since then, he now puts his teeth in a glass of water every night before he goes to bed.
Damn, thank God I made the right decision not to do that then.
Anyways, that was quite an experience, but I really should get back to work.
Don't mention it, maybe I'll see you around?
Well, you know where to find me. But next time, let's keep our clothes on, okay? At least while we're in this place.
She says this with a sly smile and a wink. That'd probably be for the best. I'll see you soon, Sophie.
Catch you later.
Feeling reasonably good about how things played out, you leave the store relatively satisfied. Still, you can't help but feel you might have missed out on something more. Oh, well. So we gotta do this again. And let's see. I'd chop off my left testicle if only this didn't wake me up each time. Alright. Okay, let's try this again. Since Megan hasn't arrived yet, I'll have an opportunity to prove to Sophie that she really is my sister. Just as you'd done yesterday, you walk into the store and up to Sophie at the counter. Hi there.
Hey to you too, kid. Sure you're not lost?
If you're wondering whether I'm 18, the answer is yes. I know I look young, but I have ID if you wanna.
Don't worry about it. I believe you. And let's just keep this between us, but even if you weren't, I really wouldn't give a shit.
That's good to hear. I mean, way I see it, you can never start exploring your sexuality too early.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
More than you know. Anyway, I'm Grim.
Nice to meet you. I'm Sophie. So, what are you looking for today?
I should try my best to replicate how our conversation went the other day. Looking for... Sorry.
Yeah? You didn't come here to introduce yourself to me, did
Damn.
You?
Haha, no, of course not. That'd be super weird.
So, what are you interested in?
Just browsing, mostly.
Really? That's kind of weird. Most people usually come in here with something very specific in mind.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For example, this morning I had this pretty young girl come in and order a dildo. Not a small one, either. She should be actually coming to pick it up soon. So, if you stick around long enough, you might just get to meet her.
Sounds tempting, I might do that.
I'm kidding, dude. That would totally be weird.
Oh, of course.
Anyways, that's actually one of the things I love about this job. Seeing the most innocent-looking person come in and buy some real kinky-ass shit. And I don't mean to overshare, but to be honest, it's kinda hot.
Yeah, definitely. I totally know what you mean.
Kinda makes me interested to know what kind of stuff you're into now.
Me?
Yeah.
Just as she did the other day, Sophie leans in over the counter towards you and flirtatiously whispers.
What exactly? Because that cock of yours rock hard.
Too many to mention if I'm being honest, but redheads for one.
Really? Does anyone in particular come to mind?
Maybe, but I wouldn't want to embarrass her.
I'm sure whoever she is, feeling embarrassment is not one of her personality traits.
You sure about that?
Positive.
Okay then. You turn me on.
Do I? So, let me ask you this. What would you do to me if you had the chance?
I know I should just play it cool like I did yesterday, but I wonder what reaction I'd get if I was more forward. So how should I play this? Smooth or direct? Honestly, I'd lean you up against this counter and fuck you right here. As the words come out of your mouth, Sophie's jaw drops.
Wow. I can't believe you seriously just said that.
Why, you asked me to.
I know, it's just that most guys wouldn't be so direct.
I'm not like most guys, but you'll learn that in time.
Well, I know. Aren't you a confident young man? What makes you think I'd even give you the time of day?
Because I, have a really good personality? And I'm funny too, kinda. Good personality? The hell was that shit? I may have well just pointed a fucking hairdryer at her pussy.
Real sexy kid. But personally, I'm not particularly turned on by hearing a guy recite his dating profile.
There's other stuff too, like,
And I'm even less turned on when I feel like he's trying way too hard to impress me. Which you are.
I'm not trying to impress you at all. I don't actually give a damn what you think.
Jeez, what a nice thing to say.
No, I didn't mean it like that. What I'm trying to say is that in general, I don't care what people think.
So, you're like a sociopath?
No, of course not. I'm just,
Look, are you gonna buy something or not?
Oh, she got into that. Ah, fuck it. I may as well just cut my losses and try again another time. No thanks, I should go.
I think you're probably right. Later, kid.
With the tail between your legs and feeling like a grade A idiot, you left the store.
What makes you...
A giant dick, that's what. If you saw it, you'd give me the time of day and night.
As if...
We already went through this, though.
Someone could walk
back in any moment. Okay.
To seeing your... Please, just leave that thing in your pants.
Well, all right, hold on. Because, yeah, we're not going to go back through what I already went through.
Excuse. Of course not.
Damn, is this gonna be a repeat? Fucker. I don't know if there's a way you can...
What? Oh, no. But I don't want to listen now. Oh, fuck it down! Hey, That's...
Really? Is there some...
You should not be! Oh, or fuck, what, maybe? Yes, it's fine. Later. Dude, what the
heck? Oh, man, so I don't think...
But next, at least... Catch you late?
I don't think... I did everything, but I don't know what happened. Is there, like, a bug in the game? Maybe there is. We have nothing else to do but this. I don't know. Oh, there's some hidden events. I forgot about those. Oh, there's a walkthrough. Alright. Zoe masturbating. Buying a Megan, zero fucks given day one. Okay. I don't know. Like, I mean, there's a walkthrough for it, but it didn't give me what I wanted. Relive hidden events in a gallery. It doesn't do anything. It literally doesn't give me anything. Wow. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Can't go there yet. Still can't go there. Can't go there in the evening, and you can't go there at night. It's just weird, because they didn't really give me much for dialogue. Am I supposed to do the bad path? That's the only way I can figure this out. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to go through this. I'm trying to figure this out.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell is going on. Am I supposed to do the bad thing? And let's try smooth. All kinds of dirty stuff.
Very vague. Sounds like something someone would say if they have no idea what they do.
I can see how you think that, so why don't I show you instead?
Oh my, aren't you a forward one? You almost got me blushing.
I'll take that as a compliment, so what do you say?
Well, I appreciate the offer. I don't let just anyone have fun with this.
Fair enough, so what does a guy have to do to get that turn? At least he's honest there.
He needs to intrigue me. Be different than the other guys.
Different, huh? What kind of different?
Just someone who's adventurous, sexually speaking. Someone who's not afraid to delve into the...
Well, we know that.
I just not...
Cause I'm as different as it gets, and real... There is one thing, but I don't know if I should tell you.
Come on. Yeah?
You see, thing is, she's my sister.
Bullshit. No, she isn't.
I'm not joking, her name's Megan.
As if that proves anything, but whatever. What about her?
Well, I fantasize about her.
You fantasize about her? The girl that was just in here. The girl who you claim is your...
That one, let's see. I mean...
What's up? What?
Okay, here we go. Alright.
What? How could you possibly...
Actually, she should be arriving here any second now. And then saying, what?
How could you possibly know such a thing?
Alright. Trust me. Now don't forget to ask her about me. Having found a good spot in the store to hide, you wait for Megan to come in. And, as if you perfectly timed it, she arrives only seconds later.
Hey, I'm back. Oh, hey, Holy shit, he was right. How'd he do that? Did my order arrive? Yeah, it did. I have it right here. Here it is. Are you sure you can handle it? You look a little new to this kind of stuff. I think I can handle it. Okay. Want me to explain how it works? I'm in kind of a rush, but thanks anyway. Sure.
It doesn't seem like it requires that much instruction. As Megan takes the dildo, Sophie does a quick glance over at you. Go on, Sophie, ask her.
By the way... Yes? You don't happen to have a... do you?
A brother.
I do, actually. Why? You just look kind of familiar. His name wouldn't by any chance happen to be... what, it? Yeah, it is. Wow, you know him? You could say that, sure. If you don't mind me asking, how? He's not a customer here, is he? Oh, you know what? Don't answer that. That's not something I need to picture. Good idea. Well, have fun with your new toy. I will. Thanks. Bye. Later.
With that, Megan left the store. Told you I wasn't lying. Believe me now?
I suppose I have no reason not to. Wow, you really are a perv, huh?
I prefer to think of it as someone who just embraces a side of himself most people try to suppress.
That's a nice way of spinning it, but what now?
What do you mean?
I mean, you went through the trouble of following your peer. And then found out about this whole dildo business. But for what reason? What's the plan?
Oh, I recorded her. I mean, I'm gonna record her using it. Secretly, of course.
Holy crap, are you serious? That's fucked up, dude.
I know. How much does it turn you on? Coyly, Sophie smiles.
A lot. I'm actually kind of bummed out that I won't get to be a part of it.
Why is that?
Why is what?
Why do you think you can't be a part of it? Because if you're interested, I can definitely arrange something.
You really are out of your mind, aren't you?
I'm serious. Come over to my place tonight and we can watch her live. Live? Why did I just say that? Now I gotta figure out a way to do that.
Come over to your place? Now I know you're out of your mind. Why don't you just come back tomorrow and show me the video?
Because that's literally impossible. Because my idea is naughtier. More dangerous, even. Isn't that just so much hotter?
I can't disagree with you there. But I just met you, and... doing that would be so inappropriate.
Hell yeah, it'd be. So how can you possibly still resist? For a few more moments, she looks at you intently, wrestling with your crazy proposition.
You know what? I don't think I can.
So you're saying you'll do it?
Fuck it. Why not? You only live once.
Awesome. I'll text you my address and you can come over at 11:30 tonight. Sounds good?
11:30? Why? Is that what time she normally plays with herself?
Precisely. At least this time it'll be.
Alright. I guess you'd know.
After exchanging phone numbers, you quickly text Sophie the address to your house and tell her to chuck a pebble at your window when she comes. Okay, that should be everything. I'll see you tonight.
Oh my god, I can't believe I'm really gonna do this!
Oh my god, I don't have to read that.
This is fucking insane, you know that?
What can I say, that's how I roll. Ugh, shut up, you cheesy asshole, before you fuck it up.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess I'll see you then.
Awesome. Catch you later, Sophie. Excited by the plans you made for tonight, you stroll out of the store with a pep in your step. Got a pep in your step. Alright. Now don't fuck it up and... it's nighttime, right? What am I supposed to do? Uh-oh. I'm supposed to do that in the evening. I can't go back. I'm fucked it up. I hit the button again. We're gonna get this right, folks. Alright. Alright. Okay, I've already downloaded the motion sensor app. Now all I need to do is position the phone here like last time. But how am I going to watch it live with Sophie? For a couple of minutes, you mull over ways in which you could solve this problem. I got it! Why didn't I do this the first time? All I need to do is download an app that can stream video recordings directly from my phone to PC. With a simple plan laid out, you do just that. And once that's done, you place the phone in the same spot you did before. Done. Now I just have to wait until night. A few hours later... It's almost time, but Sophie still isn't here. As you sit at your desk, fearing Sophie decided to flake out on you, you hear a sound. That's probably her throwing the pebble. Thank God. Trying not to disturb anyone in the house, you sneak downstairs and open the front door as quietly as possible. Quick, come in.
I take it everyone's in bed?
Yeah, so we'll have to be really quiet. Come on. With Sophie falling behind, the two of you sneak back upstairs into your bedroom.
Oh my God, my heart's beating so fast.
It's fine. I don't think anyone heard a thing. Now come on, it's about to start any second now.
Really? You know the exact time she...
Before she can even finish her sentence, the video pops up on your screen. You were saying... As you sit down at your desk, Sophie, still shocked by your perfect timing, stands beside you, watching.
Holy shit, that's her!
Shh, keep it down.
Oh, sorry.
Getting on her hands and knees on the bed, Megan reaches around and begins fingering herself.
Whoa, this is really hot. I'm kind of surprised by how smoking your body is, too.
Tell me about it. Can you blame me for having a thing for her?
I mean, it's still fucked up, but... I see now where you're coming from.
As Megan continues playing with herself, you feel your pants tighten. And Sophie's eyes shift towards it.
Someone's enjoying himself, huh?
Maybe just a little. Hope I'm not weirding you out.
You are, actually. A lot.
Oh, if you're not comfortable with this...
You didn't let me finish. You're right. This is weird and messed up as all fuck. Which is exactly why it's turning me on so much.
Oof. Really? Well, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
I am. But I kind of feel bad for that little guy of yours down there. Maybe we should let him out for a bit?
That sounds like a great idea. Still seated at the chair, you remove your pants.
Wow, you're packing, aren't you?
Thanks. You wouldn't by any chance want to have a feel, would you?
I think I can do you one better.
Wheeling your chair out from the desk, Sophie gets down on her knees in front of it.
This must be heaven for you, watching her play with herself. Why, a hot girl you just met today sucks your cock.
I couldn't say. You hadn't started sucking yet.
Then I better change that, shouldn't I?
Hold on, folks. Oh, there we go. Without wasting another second. Oh, yeah, that's a good little slut. She likes that. Okay. Suck that fucking dick. And Sophie did precisely that. Your eyes went back and forth between her and Megan, who keeps sliding the dildo in and out of her tight pussy. Fuck, I'm already close.
This cock tastes so good, but I'm ready to taste your cum.
Good, because I'm about to blow any second now. There she blows!
I want it in my mouth. I want to swallow all of it.
Then shut up and continue sucking.
Yes, master.
Oh, God. It's coming! With her lips tightly pressed around your throbbing cock, you give in. And release your load into Sophie's mouth.
My God, that was so much.
How'd it taste?
Yummy. If I could, I'd bottle up and save some for later.
Nice. Fuck, this chick is filthy.
Good timing. It looks like she's almost finished up, too.
I mean, you didn't think the chick that worked at the sex shop wouldn't be filthy? Come on, now. She'd do everything and more.
So, what turned you on more? Me or her?
Since you were the one sucking me off, I'm gonna go with you.
Do you want her to suck you off?
Maybe.
How sickeningly sexy.
Thanks, I think.
Well, I better get out of here. But this was fun. Crazy as fuck, but fun.
It was my pleasure. We should do this again sometime.
Yeah, why not? The next time, how about we... You know what, never mind.
What is it? Don't leave me hanging like that.
Why not? It'd be so much hotter to keep you guessing what I have planned.
Oh, it involves a nurse outfit. That's a weird-looking nurse outfit. But as long as this repeating day shit keeps up, I'll never find out!
Why not?
Fine.
But since you're sulking, I'll give you a hint. Maybe we'll get Megan a little more hands-on next time.
Fuck! After putting your pants back on, you quietly lead Sophie downstairs and out the front door. You know, that's one text that I see a lot in these games. After putting your pants back on, as soon as you put your pants back on, it would make a lot more sense in some of these games, you know, just easier. If they didn't have pants, you know? It's like, because you're always putting them on, taking them off, putting them on, taking them off. It's just like, just forget pants completely. Just... We don't need pants. We get the idea. It's no big deal. All the way thinking about your next rendezvous that might never arrive. If only I could be woken up by Norwegian lesbians who feed me grapes and know how to sing. Oh, they do know how to sing. I've been listening to some of those. I don't know about lesbians, but those Norwegian singers, Finnish, Norwegian, Swedish, a lot of those girls, they can really sing. Let's see. Oh! Season 2, then. Need to progress with this character. Okay, so what do I do now? Because I can't do the chicken game unless I have 4 or 5. I mean, we got 2 that are season 2. Yeah, there's nothing I can do there. I'm not seeing nothing. It still says I should try talking to Megan. I don't know if it's a bug or what, but... I mean, we got to that point. I don't know, folks. I should be, like, very close to the end of it. Because we got two that I have to wait for season two on. Which is a massive game. I've already said that a million times, but it is. Like, I gotta download 6 fucking parts. This wasn't even nearly that big. This is, like, maybe one part. It's, like, 2 parts, because you have the, you know, with GOG, you have the .exe file, and then you have the main game. That motherfucker is 6 parts. That's a big game. So, yeah, we'll get into that later. But I gotta figure out what the fuck I gotta do next. Try Nicole's store? Not Nicole. The chicken game? Let's try the chicken game again. I'm gonna try that one more time. See if we can actually do it since I have more skill. Unless I need to have straight up 5. Don't need to talk to her now. Alright. Don't need to talk to her now. And I'm fucking clueless. I don't know what to do. I'm gonna have to look at a goddamn walkthrough. Like, seriously. I'm at that point where I have no idea what to do. Oh, cool. There's a guy on Steam that wrote one. Oh, this doesn't have achievements. The Steam version has achievements. I'm trying to figure this out. Alright, hold on. This is very confusing. Alright, so while I figure this shit out, I'm gonna go ahead and end the video. And hopefully I'll get back to something. Because the way this guy has it set up, he's got it set up day 1, day 2. Like, you're literally supposed to follow it to the note. I probably should have read it like this. Sometimes these games really... It's best that you just follow the walkthrough. Alright, so at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more or less theory. Stay tuned.